Do 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 do. Oh, hi, James from Ingvid. Today I wanted to talk to you about two tips on conversation. These tips I think can have you help you have an amazing conversation, make you really interesting, actually make people really interested in you so you can keep having conversation. After all, it's the practice that we need to get better. And if people don't want to talk to you, you can't improve. So quickly, we'll go to the board. And you'll see Mr. E has boxing gloves. And it says 1-2. In boxing, the old 1-2 is a jab and a straight punch. Why? It's very effective and it gets the job quickly done so you can take out your opponent. In this case, what I want to do is teach you two things that you can use in combination to make people you speak to enjoy the conversation with you, want to practice more or talk to you more so you get more practice. Hey, ready? Let's go to the board. So, how to knock them out with killer conversation tips, 1 and 2. For most people, when they're practicing or when they want to improve conversation, they think, I need to talk a lot because if I get to talk a lot, I'll get better. That's 50% of the equation, because in any conversation, there's the speaker and the listener. And both parts must be worked on. Because if you have a healthy balance, the person who is listening to you will want you to continue. But usually they want to speak as well. In a lot of conversations, something that will make a conversation go well is empathy. Which empathy means I understand what you're saying. I also want to know how you feel. Another part of it is energy. People want to be excited. Nobody wants to talk to a person who talks like this on the whole subject. It makes them want to stop talking to you. That energy or lack of energy can be on your part or their part. In this lesson, I want to address both things, empathy and energy, to teach you how to raise the energy in a conversation if it's low, and teach you empathy, how to feel or get them to feel in the conversation so they care. Because if they care, they share. You ready? Let's go to the board. Let's talk about empathy. One of the biggest things about a conversation is empathy. When a person cares about the conversation, they stay in it. They're excited about it. So it's one way to raise energy. A lot of times when we're talking, we make the mistake of thinking, okay, well, I've got a lot to tell people. And we get excited. So we have a lot of energy. You're talking about, I got a new car the other day. It's an amazing car. It's got like bucket seats. The seats warm up in the winter. Canada's cold. The steering wheel warms up. I got a really good price on it. I. The magic I. Now, it's good for me because I get to say I. See, me and I. But for a listener, it gets boring because they're like, they want to talk. So a way to change that around, you might say, well, I'll just use you. I'll say, how about you, 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 you? That's okay. That's a good start, putting it on them. But if you want to show empathy to get them interested in the conversation, what you might want to say is one of two sentences I will show you now. Because when you say these sentences, it makes the person know that you care about them, not just about you. And in inviting them to speak about something, gives them the opportunity to put their opinion in. So no matter how the conversation goes, they will remember that they were part of a conversation, not a lecture where you just spoke about you. And they'll also probably remember the conversation in a more positive way, which means later on they'll want to talk to you. So what are these magic sentences that change everything? Well, you say it. Well, you know them, but how often do you say it? The first one is, how do you feel about that? Or how do you feel about it? Or what do you think about that? I know it sounds mechanical and it might be hard to use, but play with me for a second. So, Mr. E, I'm talking and I'm like, so, you know, I got that car I was telling you about. I got a really good deal, da, da, da. You know, it's got these seats and that. Mr. E is over here. Yeah. It's only a matter of time before he takes out his cell phone, looks at his watch, and says, I have to go. It's all about me. Now, if I'm smart, and I'm just da-da-da, and I notice he's like, then I might turn around and say, you know what? How do you feel about that? I mean, you said you needed to get a new car, And how do you feel about the cars that are out there or the prices? Or, and they'll, oh, you want my opinion. You care about me. Now Mr. E is involved in the conversation again, and then he will get to talk. This is when it's time for you to shh and listen. Because by asking this kind of a question, you invite them to give you information so you can continue the conversation. Because you might say, oh, I'm not really into getting a new car. It's doubtful about my job. I don't know what's going to be happening. You go, hey, what's happening in your life? What's going on with your job? Now they get to express themselves, put an opinion on what you were talking about, further the conversation about themselves. They're into it. When they walk away now, they're going to think, it was really nice talking to that person, right? That's tip number one. Tip number two, because that was empathy. Get them to feel. Feeling is important for an interesting conversation. Energy. Now, in this case, you were talking too much about yourself because you were all energetic and chatting. Energy is a different thing here. What I want to talk about is when you have a conversation with someone and they're not into it. So look at my face. I will be two characters, character A and character B, or one and two. So one, I'm like, hey, man, I got a new car. It's really cool. Oh, I'm so excited about it. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And the other person's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you go, okay, well, so what about yourself? What are you doing now? Well, you know, I've just got this new job. And they go, I just got a new job. They don't really look at you. They just kind of drop it off. Normally what you'd say, tell me about the new job. And then they go, it's okay. You know, pays me a bit more money. It's a new job. Conversation is dying. A better example that would help you think about this is if you've ever been on a date and you ask your date, so how do you like the food? It's okay. Did you see that new movie that just came out? No. What about it? And you find yourself talking and sweating the whole time. Here's a little trick I'm going to teach you. Use the word okay. Huh? Well, don't just say okay. Say it like this. Okay. Okay. Flat. Why? When you say the word okay like that, or even if you go, sure. Flat. It makes you're telling the person go on. It's like saying and. Now, remember the conversation about the date? I want you to think of another situation. You walk in your boss's office. You say, okay, boss, I've done that project for you today. She looks up at you and she goes, okay. And then you're like, I talked to Johnny like you told me to. And they look at you again and say, okay. Because they keep saying to you, and go on. You can even say and as well. Like, and. It means I'm not really impressed. It sounds interesting maybe for you, but what makes it interesting for me? This causes the person you're speaking to raise their energy level. They will then have to go, food's really good here. And as soon as you hear them take a pause and then start speaking, you'll notice they raise their voice and they try to bring more energy to the conversation. Because your and, like the boss, is like and or you're okay is like, okay, so what? And so what? Impress me. And in order to impress me, you're going to have to raise your energy. After they've done that, you can turn around and then start being excited yourself, right? Remember? And then we can even use this one, go back to the empathy thing where it's like, so, and then how do you feel about that new job and what have you? Get them more excited. But up until that point in time, if they're being what we call lackluster or not showing energy or not interested, it's much better that you stick with the, okay, and, so, okay, cool, you like that? Good. There are little tricks to help you improve your conversation, but a trick is only a trick until we can make it a tool. And what I mean by that is make it something that you can use on a regular basis to enhance your conversations, to make them useful, so you get the practice you need. You ready? It's bonus time. Okay, so we talked about energy and empathy. Think Einstein, E equals MC squared, right? The two things you need together to have a good conversation. One is to bring someone to speak to you. Another is if they're not energetic or interested, to make them more. But do you remember at the beginning I talked about a 1-2 punch? You can use one or you could use the other, but in a 1-2 punch, we use them together to be highly effective. And that's what we're going to do here. If you know Nelson Mandela, I'm going to do a bonus part for you, as always. Nelson Mandela was a leader of South Africa. He went to jail. He was very successful from going to jail and being in an apartheid situation to freeing his people and then leading his people after being in jail. Now, Nelson Mandela was a son of a tribal prince, king. So tribes are groups of people of similar background that live together. You can find them all over in North America. We have the Indian tribes. Sometimes they're called castes or sects, but generally a group of people living together in an area. Anyway, his father was a tribal king, and he taught Nelson Mandela two things. Number one, always make your table round, not square, so everyone's equal. And number two, which is important for this conversation, he said, be the last to speak. And I'm going to add the part, be the first to listen. The reason in being the last to speak is you get to hear what someone has to say. And before you say something and have to take it back or seem silly, you get to understand their point, and then you can speak in an intelligent way. How we're going to do that is by using these two things we just learned today on empathy and energy. So the first thing we could do, get information. When someone's speaking to you, you can say, okay. Now remember, if you want them to raise their energy level, you would say, okay, okay. Or you can go, oh, okay, okay. And use it energetically yourself to get them or promote them to give you information. And then halfway through it, we can demonstrate empathy and go, so you're going to get a new job, okay. So they can say, oh, I need it, because then you go, okay, okay. And how do you feel about having to change careers? Now we've used energy, getting them to get more excited about it, and then asking them to give us some of that energy by saying, hey, tell me about how you feel. Tell me what you think. So they can give you more information, but in a very positive, or you say vibrant, but excited way. So they're really happy to talk to you, regardless what the conversation is, whether it's being upset and being able to express their feelings so they feel better, or being exciting about a new challenge and they get to tell you because you're asking them to make them seem interested. Before we do the test, actually, something you can think about is this. Keep this in mind. It's more important to be interested in others than to be interesting, telling them about yourself. Okay, cool. If you can keep that in mind with this, let's go to the board and we'll have our quiz on conversation. How well do you understand what I've taught you today? Okay, so use the right phrase in the correct situation. So remember I said this one, how do you feel about it? It's for empathy, all right? And don't forget the okay. Notice the arrow going up. You go okay and let your voice trail up or go up to tell them subconsciously or to get them to give you more information, like you're saying to them, go on, continue, keep talking. All right, cool. Let's go to the board and start off with the first one. Someone seems disinterested in a conversation with you. Would you use A or B? You know, I want to keep that in mind to keep them to talk more, get more excited in the conversation. Which do you think it would be, A or B? That's right. If they're not interested, you need to prompt them or you need to push them. So the answer is going to be what? B. You're going to go, okay. So if they were to like, so I got a new job, you'd go, okay. Like, you need to give me more information to make me interested in your conversation. By using empathy here, it's not going to really help you as much because they don't really care. So first you got to make them care and then get emotion from them. How about the next one? Someone is upset or angry about something. Yeah, I'd say A, right? Their emotion, you want to say, how do you feel about that? Well, what do you think about that? Help them get that energy. They're already energetic. They're excited. They're upset, remember? Angry, upset is full of energy. Now you want them to give you more information. Okay, Remember, that wouldn't be good in this situation because you'd be going like, I'm so angry at my boss right now. Okay. And it's like, not the time. You should be like, well, how do you feel about it? What do you think is going on? This, you want to show empathy so they know you're listening so that they will continue to speak to you. Okay. Excellent. You're doing a good job. Let's try the next one. Someone is excited about something. Someone is excited about something. That's right. It's similar to the other situation. Excited is with energy. They already have energy. So how do you feel about it? I just got a new job and it's like, it's going to be in a new city and I have to travel. And it's like, so how do you feel about that? Are you excited about that? You don't put emotions. You ask them. They go, yeah, I'm terribly excited. I'm also afraid because I have to move my friends. And they're going to be excited to talk to you because they need to get it out. And you're allowing them to do that. Okay, as in go on, would seem like, and we would might say, you seem disinterested. Like, yeah, what's so important about it? Clearly, you can see they're excited. Demonstrate you understand by asking them, how do you feel about it? Next one. You've been talking a lot in a conversation. What should you do? You're going to say, oh, I'm not too sure. I'll tell you what you do. This. What? Why would you do that? Well, you've been talking a lot. So you've been taking up a lot of the air and the energy in the conversation. They might be now disinterested in the conversation or maybe even angry because you've been talking the whole time like you don't care about them. It's time for you to say something like, and then I did this and then I did this and then I, you know what? You haven't been on a vacation in a long time. How do you feel about taking a vacation to a country like this? What would you do? Turn around, show empathy that I do care about what you think about my life, but I also care what you think because I care about you. Remember, one of the most important words in the English language is not the letter A, but the letter I. Right? And once you say you and they can say, I think, I feel, they feel included. That's where the emotion and the empathy comes in. And finally, someone is talking down to you. Talking down to you means like this. They are going, They've got their nose. They're looking down on you because you're not important to them. You seem not like nothing to them. Anyway, what I feel. What would you do? A or B? Yeah, funny enough, B. And as a bonus, once the conversation turns around, first of all, I would say, okay, if they're talking down to me like da-da-da, I go, yeah, okay, okay. Because you're saying, just as you don't think I'm important, I really am not impressed by your conversational skills. You need to bring them up. You need to make me interested. But here's the key. Once they are interested and they seem to give some energy or their interest in your conversation, then switch to A. After all, you're trying to improve your conversation, right? And the best way to improve your conversations is to have conversations. To make people feel bad just because they make you feel bad doesn't make you get more, it won't help you get more practice. So what we want to do is maybe go to B, because you're human and you deserve respect. But once they're showing it to you, show A that you care about them. Because after all, this lesson was how you can improve your conversation, but it's by doing practice or getting a lot of practice. To do that, you need to involve people in that, the conversation, not just talk at them, but talk with them. With these two tips, you'll be well on your way to finding that many people, even in your own language, like talking to you more, want to talk to you and enjoy conversations with you. You get the practice you need to be the person you want to be in a language, fluent. Now, I got to get going. So before I go, first of all, I want to say thank you. Oh, I almost forgot. You got homework. You know what your homework is? I need you to go to Ingvid. There are a lot of people there, and I see all the time. Go to www.ing, as in English, vid as in video.com. A lot of people are always saying, I need to talk to somebody. I want to chat and practice. Go there. go, especially off this lesson, check out the people that are there. Go on there. They often put down their Facebook or whatever saying, hit me up or WhatsApp. Do so. Practice these things so you can get it. So if you can't talk to somebody in, you know, in person right away, get online and talk to people. Cool? Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the lesson once again. Please subscribe. It's either up here or over there. It changes every day. All right? And I want to say thank you for watching the video. Excuse me. And don't forget to go check out other people on the website. They're great teachers. Okay? Been a pleasure. I'll talk to you soon.